message you're about listening to is a sermon by Bishop George Adjiman, the General Overseer of Winners Chapel, Ghana. Be encouraged, inspired, and uplifted as he brings the word of life to your spirit and soul. Now, a continuation of the previous message.
The things that you need to speak out, speak them out to God. Verse 3 says, my heart was hot within me. And while I was musing, the fire burned until I began to speak. What hurt has been done you? Of course, we are human beings. Someone may pass a statement thinking it's a light joke. But then to you, it's like a knife that is going through your inside. Someone may make a statement and he begins to laugh. And the statement and the laughter is like you are being torn into pieces. That person may not even know. But we are human. You need to recall. And then you need to say, Lord, this thing, I need to deal with it. When you hold on to such, it's like you are carrying hot coals in your heart. Beloved, I want you to understand, if somebody has inflicted such wounds, it is you that is carrying the wound. Did you hear that? It is you that has to deal with it. They won't heal if you just keep them suppressed. They won't heal. They will rather, it's like they will ferment. All right? And they will become stronger and stronger and stronger. If there is any such wound in any of us, I'll give you an opportunity to speak it out to God, because we need to deal with it. It is very important that we deal with it. You will receive that emotional healing. God will set you free from that pain and from that hurt. I'm not talking about you just forgetting it. No. You may forget it now. Some time will come, you will remember. Some people, because of such wounds, such pain that is in them, you know, they develop some lifestyle that you begin to wonder what's happening. You know, because of some people will even start drinking. Some people will start smoking. Some people will enter into some relationships and live a very careless life. All because of what is happening on the inside. Some will turn around and say, I thought God knew all things. Why is this thing happening to me? And then they begin to go away from God. You don't have to go away from God. You have to face that situation and deal with it. We have to know that there is an issue in our lives that need attention, and we have to deal with it. Say, I will deal with it. Honestly, sincerely, face the situation. That is the only way you are going to get a solution. That you are drinking on top of the problem does not make the problem go away. That you are smoking does not make the original problem go away. You are just compounding the problem. But this morning, God is extending his hand, his healing touch, onto each and every one of us. When I am telling it to God, when I am confessing it to God, how do I do it? I'm breaking down these because we need that touch in our lives. First, I said, tell it to God. Let God know that there is a hurt. There is a wound inside of you. And I want you to come with me and be very sincere. The first person that you have to tell is to tell yourself. Tell yourself, George, you have a problem that needs to be dealt with. Talk to yourself. Stop keeping the wound, the trouble, the problem. Stop hedging it. Stop covering it. Admit it. If you have smoking problem, say to yourself, George, this smoking line that you are on is not helping you. If it is drinking, if it is the abuse of some, look, human beings, you see, things happen to us and we react to them. You may have a sour relationship. There may be a sour relationship between husband and wife, and the children in the house are the ones suffering. You talk harsh at the children. You shout at them. You do this. The issue is not with the children. You need to admit to yourself that there is a problem. And God wants to touch you in that area today. So talk to yourself. Be very honest with yourself. Tell yourself, I need to deal with this issue. Say it loud, don't matter it. Talk. After talking to yourself and knowing that, look, this is the state in which I am. I admit that this is the challenge in my life. Then you turn to God. And when you turn to God, don't be afraid to mention names. Because whatever happened, God saw it. You think God didn't see it? Whatever is causing you the wound, the pain, God saw it. He sees all. He knows all. He's everywhere at the same time. That is God. So whatever has brought that pain, whatever that has brought that wound, God knows it. God, the way ABC handled me is making me have pain. Call it. Say it. The I that James Brown used to scan me from head to toe, it's making me lose my balance. Say it. God knows already. But you see, he needs you to talk it. First, you have spoken to yourself. Second, you have spoken to God. Maybe you should talk to a third person. The first person is yourself. The second person is God. For you to have more confidence and reassurance, maybe you talk to a third person. A person you can trust. It's difficult here, but such is the world. You don't live alone. Don't go telling somebody who is going to tell everybody else. No. There are some people, when you tell them of your issues, they will stop coming to church. Because they have been looking at you and said, these are the pillars. These are the people that are giving us inspiration. And if he is telling me this, all right? But you need to talk to some. Probably you should talk to an elderly Christian. Maybe you should talk to your pastor. Maybe you should talk to your mentor. Maybe you should talk to somebody. You see, you need that healing. You need that healing. And these are the steps you need to go through in order to be free. So as you are talking it to God, what I'm saying is, talk to yourself, talk to God, talk to a third person. Confess your sins one to another, the Bible says. But that don't just open up to just anybody. And when you do that, the pain, the wound will begin to heal. Amen. Step number two. See, this is step number one. Tell it to God. Step number two, I said, release. Whoever is the source, whoever is the cause of that pain, of that wound, dead or alive, release him. It's difficult, but release him. It's painful, but release him. You mean I should just let him go like that? What will you do? You will never be totally free. You will never be filled with the joy of the Lord as long as you have a mark against somebody in your heart. If you have an ought against somebody, that is Old King James. The Bible says, when you are going into the temple of the Lord to go and worship, and you remember that somebody has done you wrong. Not you did somebody wrong. Somebody has done you wrong. He said, even that one, stop there. Go and tell that person that, Mister, you did me wrong, but today I release you. You did me wrong. You are the one that should come and apologize. You are the one that should come and say sorry. But just because I have remembered that you have done me wrong, I am now coming to you to tell you, you did me wrong, but I forgive. No case. Probably somebody will walk to you and tell you, you did me wrong, but I forgive you. Then you say, when? Where? How? What did I do? You may not even be aware, but that person is holding that thing strongly, and it is causing cancer. Expect somebody to walk to you today that you did me wrong, but I let you go. And don't be surprised, because you are human. Maybe you made a statement and in your mind it was a casual statement. You didn't intend anything bad, but that person who heard took it in another different dimension. And ever since you made that statement, for 2-3 weeks, he's been dealing with the pain and the hurt inside. This day, expect somebody to walk to you and said, you did me wrong, but I let go this morning. We need that. It is the second step in the process of receiving the healing touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you do that, it doesn't mean that all the time you are carrying this thing in your head, you are thinking about it. It doesn't mean that you hate such people. All you are doing is preparing yourself to receive the joy of the Lord in your system. You are taking out all the things that have filled the cup, the joy cup in your heart. Some people can't be joyful forever. No matter what you do, even if you bring all the musicians to here to sing, they won't be joyful. You know why? The cup inside them is full. Full of bitterness, full of pain, full of anger, full of fool. Some things I have done may have caused pain to so many people. There are some people that don't even want to hear my name at all. What has happened has happened. Some have stopped going to church because of Ajiman. Go well beyond Ajiman and see Jesus. So long as we are in this world, know how to keep yourself, know how to receive the healing grace of the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. God is bigger than man. Don't put man in your heart. He's too insignificant. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. You know, sometimes you extended a facility to a fellow Christian brother. Maybe he came to you, I need 500 Ghana cedis, and you say, whoa, hey, this one, I'm going to use it to do this, but then you are a brother, you are a sister. cake and make sure you bring it back next week. Oh, make sure you bring it back next week. Oh. I said, oh, don't worry. Next week won't even end. I'll bring it. And 2 years is here. And to make matters worse, that person comes to church and dances in the front. He is dancing. You are sitting down there angry. That, can't God see that man and strike that man because of 500? What are you going to do? He will dance today. He will dance next Sunday too. At the end of the service, if you see him, sister, if you saw me dancing, I'm dancing my problems away. Oh. Release. Sometimes we find it so difficult. You mean I should let go that money, that 10 million. I should just say, okay, don't say okay. If you don't say okay, what will you say? You will harbor it in your heart. Is that not so? And your joy is taken away. The 10 million is not coming to you. In addition, your joy is taken away. Number three, you can't dance in the front because the moment he comes to the front, you won't come. So we have a series of events happening. You are not getting your 10 million. You are not dancing in the front. You are not happy. And after the dance, the person just sweats and then he will be. If care is not taken, you stop coming to church. You will stop coming to church. That church, the bishop can't even see the kind of people that are there. Dupes. Of course, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He has done it, but it is not manifest in everybody yet, including you. So please let go. Say, I will let go. I'm talking about people. I'm not courageous enough to talk about the money bit. But let go. Because some of you say, that is all I have. In fact, that is my last. How can a Christian talk like that? What is it that you have that you did not receive? What is it that you have that you did not receive? He who gave it to you at first, is he not worth more? Have you read the story of Job? Did he not lose all that he had? And yet, at the end, God restored double. I want you to experience the fullness of joy in him. Let go of that person. He is too small to block God from your face. She is too small to block God from your face. Because your wife says she won't sleep with you again. You are now a chain smoker. What are you doing? What are you doing? Because your wife says she won't sleep with you again. After close of work, you go and sit and down 10 bottles of Guinness. What kind of man are you? Hiding behind bottles of Guinness. Oh. Am I speaking reality? To truly forgive a person is for you to go before God and ask God to forgive that person. Pray for him. Pray for those who spitefully use you. That is the best way to let go of that person. Pray for him. Because if the Spirit of God gets hold of him, he too will be convicted of all his doings, and in less than no time, he will come back to you asking for forgiveness and then asking if there is money involved, that please give me this time. I propose this payment plan. Forgive him. Life is God. What big thing has he done that you can't forgive him? You know, some children can't forgive their parents. And you are growing to become a parent.
What have they done to you? Of course, they had the resources to take you to school. They didn't. So, and they have left me to suffer and to suffer and to suffer and to suffer. But you haven't died, have you? And they are sitting down there enjoying themselves, and I'm here suffering and suffering and suffering. That is why I'm preaching to you. You think God hasn't seen you? He saw you look at me in suit to come and talk to you. Then let go of them. And today when you are praying, pray for them. Some of you are suffering from polygamous homes. In fact, some of you are harboring some wounds that you shouldn't even harbor. That my father had 7 houses. And he gave 5 to that concubine woman. And you are harboring that in your heart. Your heart. Your father and his concubine woman. And it is your heart that is carrying it. Look at you. Ask the person by your left. Are you the one Bishop is talking about? How big is your heart that you are carrying your father and his concubine wife? How big is your heart? No wonder you are breathing like that. And because of that, when you sit down, you eat. Let me eat. After all, my father didn't do it. Let me eat. Then you become obolo. You know, some people are getting fat to punish their father. True or false? When they remember what their father has done, they eat, and then they get bum. They say, hey, you will see. But it's you carrying your... Say, I will let go. Amen. Number 3. The first one is, let God know the state in which you are. The second step, release whoever is the cause of that problem. Number 3, replace old data with God's truths. A very appropriate scripture is found in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. The Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How do I get transformed? I get transformed by the renewing, making new again my mind. I get transformed by making my mind new again. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to say, I say them no more. How I used to see that person, I don't see him in that light anymore. I make my mind new again. I don't make his mind new. You know, sometimes we want the other people to change. Why we remain the same? Have you heard that in marriages before? The wife is it, and the man is not changing. No, he's not changing. All the prayer I've been praying, I want him to change. He's not changing. He goes to work late. He doesn't put money down. And I've been praying. I've been talking to him. Change. Change. The Bible says, make your mind new again. Leave him. Leave him and work on your... It's far, far easier to work on yourself. When I first married, I was brought up from the village. When I was in the village, there was no electricity. I never knew how to sleep with light on because there were no light in my village. We had this bush lantern. And when in the evening we are going to sleep, we dim it, you know. You dim it so that it will just give some small. And then I married a woman who was brought up on the university campus. Reading is her food. In fact, reading is what induces her to sleep. So this village boy is now married to a university rabbi.
you for listening to this sermon by Bishop George Adjiman. We hope you have been blessed. To get more of this podcast, log on to our website www.winnersghana.org. You can also follow his handle at Bishop George Adjiman on Facebook and SoundCloud. God richly bless you.